Good morning, I'm Andy Bates. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.
No one likes asking for help, but as we age, that little bit of extra assistance can make remaining independent easier. Lutheran Senior Services Home and Community-Based Services helps clients live life to the fullest right in the comfort of home. Whether it's an extra set of hands for getting things done, skilled nursing or therapy after an illness, or an alert button that triggers a call for help, it's available. Lutheran Senior Services, trusted for a reason. LSSLiving.org.
This is Pastor John Veeker, Senior Assistant to President Harrison here in St. Louis. Agnus Dei Liturgical Arts continues the fine tradition of proclaiming the gospel through Christian art. Through the production of altarpieces, paintings, and drawings, Agnus Dei Liturgical Arts portrays the gospel in all its splendor. Their website is agnusdeiarts.com. That's agnusdeiarts.com.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me in studio today, friends from the new Lutheran Federal Credit Union, Tom Buch. He's the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Tom, welcome.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Glad to have you in studio this morning. Looking forward to learning more about LFCU.
We're excited about sharing our story.
You brought along some of your crew with you as well, some of the fine crew, the fine staff at Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Brought along Jen Rutherford, Vice President of Lending, also known as Vice President of Awesome.
That's me.
And I can vouch for that. I've worked with Jen before in her previous career and was very helpful to me in her work with, you worked with LCEF before, right?
I did for 15 years.
Brought a lot of experience with you to Lutheran Federal Credit Union, and I'm sure the rest of the staff is very grateful for that. So
yes.
Also, newest to the staff, Jane Dooley, Chief Operating Officer. Jane, welcome.
Thank you.
Jane, you bring a lot of experience with you as well, correct?
Yep, I've spent over 20 years in the banking, online banking, virtual banking models. So it's really a gift to be able to share that with the Lutheran Federal Credit Union as it's just getting off the ground.
Isn't it crazy to think we've been online banking for that long, for 20 years now?
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing how I was going to say, amazing how technology has advanced. Here I sit in front of all these computers and screens and buttons. Well, Tom, tell me a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Lutheran Federal Credit Union.
Sure. I was a product of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund, where I previously served. And it was through the Lutheran Church Extension Fund that the idea of the credit union kind of was born out of, and so we did a lot of work there through that organization and through that board of directors and leadership to get the credit union idea flushed out and do the feasibility studies, and then we determined that we had the support and the need from the members within the LCMS community to get this credit union started, and so I kind of helped take the charge from there.
What was it about the idea of Lutheran Federal Credit Union that really drew you in? You said, I want to accept this challenge. I want to take this on.
Yeah. You know, it's really the daily needs that we all have for financial services, and the idea that the secular providers out there are touching our people on a daily basis. And we thought, you know, we can touch our people on a daily basis through an LCMS-centered credit union and provide that daily transactional banking needs to our people ourselves.
So how are we doing? I know that this has been a work in progress for some time now, and it's exciting to see the official rollout and starting to see a lot more from LFCU.
Yeah, so we officially opened last year under a silent opening campaign where we were getting our own staff up to speed and myself up to speed on our vendors and our systems. And there were plenty of people within the LCMS community that were willing to step in as our test cases, our real live customer test cases. And so we did this silent phase through the fall. And we launched, you know, nationwide in January. So we're open now to all members of the LCMS community. And we're excited about what we've done so far in the last 5 months here in 2016. Every day we're bringing on a new member, a new customer, and touching somebody. So we're excited.
Now, can you explain to us, for our listeners and for me as well, what's the difference between a credit union and other banking institutions?
Sure. Well, just to start with the basics, what's the difference between a credit union and a bank? So all credit unions are nonprofit organizations. They're a specific Congress-mandated and approved entity. And then the other thing is with that, credit unions are run and owned by the members. So when you become a member of Lutheran Federal Credit Union, you become a voting member of the corporation. So that's different than the banks. The banks are stockholder driven, and you need to buy stock in the bank, and there could be limits or restrictions on how many stockholders there are. And kind of with the banks, it's whoever has the most money gets to run the bank. Well, with the credit union, and particularly with Lutheran Federal, it doesn't matter how much money you have to be a member. So everybody gets a vote when you're a client of Lutheran Federal Credit Union.
Who can, and as I understand it, with credit union and membership is generally, eligibility for membership is based on some sort of criteria generally.
Yeah. So our credit union was specifically approved by the federal regulators to serve the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod community. So our credit union is exclusive to the LCMS. You do have to be we have 5, 6, 7 criteria. One of them being if you're a member of one of our LCMS congregations. Mm-hmm. Another is if you're an employee of any one of the synodical entities. Another is if your child attends one of our congregation-owned schools. So those give you some examples of the type of criteria that we have.
Well, very good. So it's a pretty broad spectrum in terms of if you're affiliated with the LCMS in one of those ways.
Yeah. The other thing I would like to point out for listeners is with credit unions and banks, there is sometime a misconception that credit unions maybe aren't as robust in their services as banks. And I just want to assure everybody that for Lutheran Federal Credit Union, we have a very robust and deep and efficient and high technology product and service delivery. So anything you can get at any one of the financial institutions in the United States, you can get at Lutheran Federal Credit Union. I can let Jane maybe talk about some of the breadth of what we offer.
Sure. Jane, tell us about what's available through Lutheran Federal Credit Union.
Well, I think some of the day-to-day services that people are looking for, you know, once they have their savings and checking accounts open, we have all the online banking that would be expected. It includes the ability to deposit checks by phone, which some people may not realize your camera is that powerful now. You can see all of the images of transactions that have come in and out of the account, deposits, et cetera, online. You can also move money not only between other credit union members, but to other accounts you may have outside of Lutheran Federal Credit Union or other people, for example. So all of that can be done electronically. We are, you know, very much promoting also our auto and home loans. Those are, you know, very competitive in terms of rate. And again, you know, offering the ability to consolidate past debt or refinance. That's definitely been something that's been very popular with consumers or the new members. And we're seeing people who are saving hundreds of dollars a month in going through that process and then being able to do so with the Lutheran Federal Credit Union team that's also very in touch with how the members may be tied to the LCMS community. So I think the combination of having all of the accounts and the technology along with people who actually understand the LCMS community and maybe the churches they're in or the organizations they're involved with, I think that's a real win.
Absolutely. I'm just looking at the list here on the website of the products and services available. And you're right. It's a very robust list. A lot of services available that you might find elsewhere. Tom, what sets LFCU apart from other institutions? Obviously, as you said, this nice long list of products and services available that makes it very competitive with other institutions. What sets it apart?
So a couple of things that sets us apart. First and foremost is the fact that we are here to serve the LCMS community. All of what we do is designed and focused on serving the LCMS. So not only does that mean the members who are customers, but also all of our advertising dollars, all of our sponsorship dollars are spent with LCMS entities. So you won't see us doing an advertisement on a public stadium and kind of grandstanding ourselves. We're getting our message out through the schools, through the districts, through other LCMS entities. So it's a way for us to be able to spend our sponsorship dollars and our advertising dollars supporting other LCMS communities and getting our message out. And then also, as Jane mentioned, our staff is highly in tune to the LCMS community. So when you talk to us on the phone or you email us, you know we have a connection with you. This is a good opportunity for me to showcase Jen and Andy. You've had some experience with her. Jen is one of our shining examples of somebody who is just so in tune with our customers. She always leaves them feeling good about doing business with us.
Absolutely. Well, Jen, tell me about what it means to you to be able to work with the members of LFCU.
Well, I mean, the good thing is I've been able to actually learn. I mean, growing up Lutheran, you don't see the back, I guess, not the political side, but the whole hierarchy of everything. And it was really nice actually starting at LCEF. I got to see, oh, well, this ties into this. This ties mm-hmm. into this. And it's really, really neat, you know, understanding the housing allowance and how that works and everything else. So being able to, you know, in the lending department, obviously one of the things that unfortunately we have to always prove to a regulator is, hey, can you afford this? Or what can we do to help you afford this? And it is nice that people come to us and say, hey, I have this cell phone allowance or housing allowance or I have this and I just took a new call here and nobody else will take me in because they don't get it. I really truly and my staff, they all pretty much understand everything too now. So it's really nice being able to say, oh yeah, this is normal. This has happened. We get to go on the roster. Look, you know, especially for the roster church workers, mm-hmm. for our congregation members too. Same thing. I mean, it's nice being able to expand my horizon and working with everybody, hearing their stories. And it's really, really cool because people, I mean, part of this is you get to hear everything and all the stories and how everybody, somebody in New York knew somebody in California.
Lutheran
and
bingo.
Everybody yeah. knows everybody. And it's really nice. It's really nice. And you know, I've been able to talk to people 15 years ago and now talk to them again now, you know, so it's really nice. And expanding the products, you know, like Jane was saying, the auto loans are really good right now. People are using their, you know, we can fund those loans within. I mean, we're working with dealers in all 50 states. We've been able to get those in and out. We had one buyer's order come in, and we were able to fund it in, you know, of course, a different state. It was like an hour. So, wow. You know, we can, and again, because we have all of the technology, we can wire the funds there and get everything done. So just because we are headquartered in St. Louis, we can still throw everybody across the nation. And that's what our point was.
Yeah. Thanks, Jen. That's another, when you asked, you know, kind of what separates us. So we do operate in all 50 states. So anywhere you go, you can find us. We have 5,000 shared branches. And what that is, there's a cooperative of other credit unions that we belong to. And we have a nice mobile app that has a map. Our online banking has a map. And you can either just type in the address where you're standing, and it'll pop up all these other branches and ATMs that you can go to. We have 30,000 ATMs that are free for our members.
Wow.
One thing that we're real focused on is providing free accounts to our members. One thing during the feasibility study we learned is that consumers within the LCMS community were getting fee fatigue from their financial institutions. And so we set out to structure our products and services so that we minimize and eliminate the fees. So that's definitely a differentiator with us as it relates to other credit unions. We don't have a fee for our mobile banking app. We do not have a fee for using online banking. We don't have a fee for any of our checking accounts. So there's no minimum balance required, no fees for that. And as far as all these 5,000 shared branches, 30,000 ATMs, there's no fees for those. So, we're trying
accessible,
our best,
affordable.
And if you move, we're there still with you.
Yeah, you don't have to change accounts just because you relocate.
Right.
Or, and then, you know what, another feature I really like is that we can really create a family account structure. So, you know, the parents can have their accounts, but we're seeing a lot of older teens or college age students who are ready for their own account. And, you know, that can all be structured together in a way that, you know, parents are still moving money or whatnot, but they can also have some insight and control to those students. Or so I think that's a great structure that we've been able to come up with as well.
That's outstanding. I remember just talking about how flexible and how friendly the staff is too. I remember working with Jen's team in the past when I was using a rostered church worker alone for a home, mm-hmm. and the title company, I remember saying when I went to close on the home, said, "We've never worked with this organization before, but those Lutherans are really nice."
That's us.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, that just says something about the team that you've assembled here for Lutheran Federal Credit Union, the experience and also just the you know, the skills that you bring to this, you know, the ability to just be nice in this industry.
Yeah. One thing, you know, we're conscientious of is how our members are feeling about their experience. We send out surveys routinely to our members. It's pretty quick and easy with the online survey software that we use, and we try to keep our survey simple, like 3 questions, 5 questions. So literally, you can do it in 20 seconds. Because as we all know, I've run across a few surveys myself from certain companies, and you know, by the third screen, you start wondering why you started the survey to begin with. But anyways, Jen and her team, you know, consistently score, you know, 98 to 100% in customer satisfaction, and same with our new member account team. And so we really want to hear from our members, because the members are the voting, stakeholders in this, and we're here for them. And so it's important for us to hear their voice, and we do ask for their voice. So that's another thing you can expect if you're part of Lutheran Federal Credit Union, that we want to hear what you have to say.
Where can we find out more about Lutheran Federal Credit Union?
Well, there's several places to get more information. One would be our website, LutheranFCU.org. Mm-hmm. We are also on Facebook now. And
I saw that. I'm following on Facebook.
Yes, we would love to have more followers, and we would love people to share our links and our posts. Word of mouth, as Jen has already told me, is a big piece of the Lutheran heritage, word of mouth, sharing with friends. So we would love for that to be shared.
Very good. Well, thank you all for being my guest today. It was a pleasure to have time with you in the studio today to learn about Lutheran Federal Credit Union. And thanks so much also for being our underwriters for the Daily Lectionary, which is coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. It's been so nice to be able to share that with our listeners each day as well, and say thanks for underwriting and supporting Worldwide KFUO. Our guest today, Tom Buch, he's Chief Executive Director of Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Tom, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thanks, Andy. It's been awesome.
And Jen Rutherford, Vice President of Lending at LFCU.
Yes, thank you.
And Jane Dooley, thanks so much for being my guest today. Coming up in just a little bit, the Daily Lectionary, underwritten by Lutheran Federal Credit Union. I'm Andy Bates. You're listening to His Time.